Harry and Meghan compare Greta Thunberg to Nelson Mandela on Netflix. By Peter Cattell on January 1, 2023. Prince Harry and wife Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, have compared climate activist Greta Thunberg to Nelson Mandela in a recent documentary series published by Netflix. Wayward royals Harry and Meghan have hailed climate activist Greta Thunberg in a new Netflix documentary series, comparing the 19-year-old climate activist to South African civil rights campaigner Nelson Mandela. In an episode of the new documentary series Live to Lead dedicated to Thunberg, Harry described the Swedish campaigner as having reignited an international movement to fight climate change. In 2018, in speaking for a new generation, her brave campaigning is both an inspiration and a stark reminder that everything we do matters, the California-based prince claimed. Harry proceeded to link the documentary episode to Nelson Mandela, with the entire series being dedicated to the civil rights activist's memory. "This was inspired by Nelson Mandela," he explained. "It's about people who have made brave choices. Leaders who have walked alongside him and followed in his footsteps." The documentary series also dedicates episodes to the late liberal U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and New Zealand's leftist pro-gun control Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. The series releases amid Thunberg's online spat with controversial online influencer Andrew Tate, who took aim at the Swedish activist over her climate activism. In an attempt to troll Thunberg, Tate publicly addressed the Swede online, boasting about his various high-performance cars. "Hello, Greta Thunberg," the influencer wrote on Twitter shortly before his arrest at the hands of Romanian authorities. "Have 33 cars. My Bugatti has a W16 8.0-liter quad-turbo. My two Ferrari 812 Competizione have 6.5-liter V12s. This is just the start. Please provide your email address so I can send a complete list of my car collection and their respective enormous emissions," he went on to say. In response to the public call-out, Thunberg appeared to attack Tate over the alleged size of his penis, which she seemed to suggest was inadequate. "Yes, please do enlighten me," the climate activist replied to Tate's offer to email her. "Email me at smalldickenergy@getalife.com. Tate, for his part, suggested that Thunberg having such an email address indicated that it was she, not he, was the one with the small penis. Shortly after the spat, Tate was detained by local police as part of an investigation into human trafficking, prompting him to claim that THE Matrix sent their agents after him. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, @Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.